Rain. As human beings, we cannot avoid pain and suffering. To be human means to suffer. And while suffering doesn't have to be a constant in our life, there are times when we have hurts that need to be recognized, honored, and experienced. To not experience what is already present is to resist it. We can't outrun our emotions, although we often try. As Eckhart Tolle says, whatever you fight, you strengthen. And what you resist, persists. Meaning, when we fight and avoid our emotions, it only results in those emotions having a stronger hold on us. So as we settle into this meditation, let's call upon the attitude of acceptance. Acceptance. Being with what is. Knowing that the emotions we are going to be working with and experience, they're already present in us. And in this meditation, we are just allowing them to be experienced with compassion, kindness, and mercy. We will work with the acronym of RAIN, created by Michelle McDonald, a mindfulness teacher. This acronym will unfold and make sense as we continue the meditation. So allowing ourselves now to settle into the chair or floor, allowing the body to be upright in a dignified, alert position, yet being at ease and comfortable. Connecting with the breath. Noticing the breath as it moves in and out of the body. In and out. Just feeling the easiness of the breath as it moves in and out of the body. And now inviting into your mind's eye a situation in your life in which you are feeling stuck. Perhaps a situation that is bringing up difficult reactions, difficult and distressing feelings, such as anger or fear, shame or hopelessness or sadness. It could be due to a conflict with a loved one, a failure at work, pain with addiction, or perhaps some behavior or words you regret. Take some moments now to just enter into the fullness of that experience, visualizing the scene or situation, remembering the words spoken, the choices made. Allowing yourself, to the extent that you are able, to sense and feel the most distressing moments of this situation. And as we make contact with the charge of the story, this is the starting place for exploring the healing work of RAIN. The first letter R in RAIN represents recognition. Recognition is the first step. When we feel stuck, we must begin with a willingness to see what is actually present. As you bring forward this situation, ask yourself, what is happening inside me right now? What are the sensations in my body right now? What emotions are arising within me? And where are you feeling those emotions in your body? And if those emotions had a color, shape, or texture, what would it be? Notice if your mind is filled with churning thoughts, thoughts of the story, of the incident. Take a moment to become fully aware of your felt sense of the situation as a whole. Can you allow yourself to fully experience how the situation is living in your heart and body, as well as in your mind? You may notice that the mind may want to get busy with the story of the situation. Can you invite yourself to be with how it feels and how it lives in you, rather than the narrative of the story? Right now, we're just trying to fully experience what is. If it helps, we can label things as it arises. You can say things like, ah, sadness is here. Or yes, I can feel anger in my chest. We can just recognize and label when the judging or busy mind gets going. And as we continue to work with recognition of what is, we can move on to A in RAIN. A stands for allowing life to be just as it is right now. Allowing yourself now to send a message to your heart to let this experience be, even if it's difficult and distressing. Accepting and allowing this experience right now. This may be very difficult to do. You may find your mind and body contracting and tensing. Or you may find your mind wanting to say no, or I hate this, to this experience. That's okay. That's a natural part of this process. So in allowing it to be just as it is, you may have to whisper to yourself, to that part of you that wants to move away from this experience, whispering yes, or I consent to this, or it's okay, I can be with this. It's okay to just let it be here. Whispering words that allow you to be with this, allowing it to be here because it already is. Just allowing yourself to simply notice what is true, intending not to judge, push away, or control. And as we allow this just to continue to unfold, knowing there is nothing to do at this moment about how you feel. And instead of wanting this moment to be different from the way it is, which adds more pain to the pain that is already there, just gently allowing yourself to completely accept that this is what you're feeling right now. Moving now on to the I in RAIN, which stands for investigating with an intimate attention. Investigating and exploring a little deeper now. Let's begin exploring the situation more closely, allowing ourselves to be curious and gentle about what is happening inside us. You might begin by asking yourself, what about this situation most wants my attention? Or you could also ask, what about this situation most wants my acceptance? Pose your questions gently, with your inner voice kind and inviting. And now just noticing where you feel the experience most distinctly in your body. Are you aware of heat or tightness, pressure, aches, squeezing? And when you have found the most intense part of your physical experience, allowing yourself to bring that up into your face, allowing your expression to mirror that experience and even exaggerate it. Allowing your face to show whatever feeling you have in your body. And the judging mind may not want you to do that. Can you let go of the judging mind and just coming back to letting this feeling show up on your face? Really giving yourself permission to bring this to full life. What emotions are you aware of as you do this? Is there fear? Anger? Grief? Shame. As you continue to investigate, you might find it helpful to ask, what am I believing about this situation? If this leads to a lot of thinking, then just drop that. But you might find that a very distinct belief emerges almost as soon as you ask. Do you believe that you are failing in some way? That someone will reject you? Or are you believing that you may not be able to handle whatever is around the corner? Or really believing that you are truly flawed or that you will never be happy? Just notice if there's a belief that's emerging. And now, if you can, identify where does this belief live in your body? What are the sensations? Perhaps you're feeling some tightness or soreness, or burning or hollowness. Whatever is coming up, as we did before, just allowing that to be there. And in the allowing, you may need to whisper a message to yourself like, yes, I can let this be here, or I consent. Allowing yourself to feel the fullness, to feel the intensity of this difficult experience. And as you continue to allow what is happening, what do you notice? Is there any softening in your body and heart? Can you sense more openness or space? Or does this allowing bring up more tension or judgment and fear? Does it intensify or change what you are feeling? And now asking the place of most difficulty, what do you want from me? Or what do you need from me? Does this suffering part of you want recognition, acceptance, forgiveness, love? As you sense what is needed, what is your natural response? You might offer yourself a compassionate and wise message, or perhaps an inward hug or some other kind of tender touch. You could also try gently placing your hand on your heart, just allowing yourself to experiment with ways of being a kind friend to your inner life, whether it's through words or touch, images, or a certain kind of energy. Allowing yourself to discover how your attention might now become more compassionate and loving. Moving on now to the last letter, N in rain, is for non-identification, allowing ourselves just to rest in natural awareness. So as you offer this unconditional, compassionate presence to your inner life, sense the possibility of relaxing back and being that awareness. Like an ocean with waves on the surface, feel yourself as the tender, wakeful openness that includes arising and passing sensations, emotions, thoughts. These experiences are just like waves that move up and down, and they keep moving. Can you sense how who you are doesn't need to be identified by or hitched or hooked to any particular wave of fear or anger or hurt? Can you sense how the waves on the surface belong to your experience, but cannot injure or alter the depth and vastness of who you are? Take some moments, as long as you'd like, to simply rest in this spacious and compassionate awareness, allowing whatever arises in your body or mind to freely come and go. Knowing this natural awareness is the innermost truth of who you are. Continuing to just rest in this natural awareness. Taking all the time you need. And at the sound of the three bells, slowly and gradually bringing your awareness back into the room.